USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's now day four of the Democratic National Convention, and Joe Biden will take center stage as he officially accepts his party's nomination for president. The first night of the convention featured First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton headlined the proceedings on Tuesday. Wednesday night featured vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and a speech by former President Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others are expected to speak before the former vice president takes the stage. As this is the final night of the Democratic National Convention, next week the Republicans will take the stage with President Trump and the Republican National Convention. We'll keep you updated with all the information right here at USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid rose last week, signaling that layoffs continue 5 months after the coronavirus. Some 1.1 million people filed for first-time unemployment benefits, according to the Labor Department. That's an increase of 135,000 from the previous week. Another 543,000 filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, a new program to aid the self-employed and gig workers. The number of new applications has been dropping steadily since March. A staggering 28 million people, or about one-fifth of the U.S. workforce, is receiving some sort of unemployment assistance at this time. The state of Michigan announced it has agreed to pay over $600 million to Flint residents whose health was affected by lead-tainted drinking water in a crisis that spurred a class-action lawsuit and became emblematic of how poorer communities can suffer during government mismanagement. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had been negotiating for more than 18 months with thousands of Flint residents who filed suits against the state. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Congressman Joe Kennedy III for senator. Kennedy, the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy and son of former Congressman Joseph Kennedy II, is challenging Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey in a contentious Democratic primary race. Pelosi's endorsement of Kennedy is a snub of Markey, who was one of Pelosi's longtime House colleagues. In 2007, Pelosi tapped Markey as chairman of the House Select Committee on Energy Independence. As the Democratic National Convention continues, Michelle Obama assailed President Donald Trump for ripping migrant children from their parents and throwing them into cages, picking up on a frequent and distorted point made by the Democrats. Well, that speech was fact-checked by the Associated Press, and she's right that Trump's now suspended policy at the U.S.-Mexican border separated thousands of children from their families in ways that had not been done before. But what she didn't say is that the very same cages were built and used in her husband's administration for the same purpose of holding migrant children. In her keynote address, she said they watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages. The fact is, the reference to cages is misleading, and it's a matter that Democrats continue to distort. Trump used the facilities that were built during the Obama-Biden administration to house children at the border. Remember to keep up on all your news by listening online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.